Ryan Daniels, USA News. The Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny is dead. Last anyone knew of him, he'd been transferred to a secure holding facility far out in Siberia. Reports out of Russia Friday say the staunch critic of President Vladimir Putin is dead at the age of 47. The Interfax news agency says Navalny passed away after going for a short walk, with efforts to resuscitate him unsuccessful. Navalny was a pesky protest presence for the Kremlin for over 10 years. He was imprisoned last August on charges of extremism in Russia. The White House confirming information about a space satellite destroying capability being developed by the Russian government, which was flagged this week by a Republican House committee chair as presenting a pressing threat to the nation. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby with reporters.
This is not an active capability that's been deployed. And though Russia's pursuit of this particular capability is troubling, there is no immediate threat to anyone's safety.
Republican Mike Turner wants the Biden administration to declassify the details so they can be discussed openly. Lawmakers were briefed behind closed doors on Capitol Hill Thursday. In the wake of the deadly Super Bowl parade shooting in Kansas City,
Congress needs to act, and it is shameful that we have not seen more action on this.
White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre said it's time for lawmakers to come together on a federal assault weapons ban, a national red flag law, and universal background checks. Two were killed in the Kansas City shooting, with more than 20 others wounded in the nation's 48th mass shooting of 2024. Despite Trump attorney's best efforts to delay, trial in his New York hush money criminal case will begin on March 25th as scheduled. Trump faces 34 counts involving allegedly falsified business records linked to a hush money payment made to adult film star Stormy Daniels just prior to the 2016 election. This is USA News.
Greece is cheap.
But the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare.
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airline travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Russian President Vladimir Putin says he would rather see President Biden remain in office over a potential return of Donald Trump to the White House.
Speaking to a Russian journalist, Putin suggested that a second Biden presidency would be more favorable to Russia, citing Biden's perceived predictability and experience. Putin also dismissed concerns about Biden's cognitive health, referencing their meeting in Switzerland in 2021.
USA's John Schaefer. Two climate change activists are facing jail time after allegedly dumping a powdery substance on a case containing the U.S. Constitution. They were arrested this week at the National Archives and appeared in court for the first time Thursday. They could face up to 180 days behind bars if convicted. Data show there's a steady increase in the number of people already sending back their new Apple Vision mixed reality headsets. Among the top reasons? Discomfort. The devices cost around $3,500. People are saying it gives them headaches and motion sickness. They also complain the headset simply is not useful enough for the price. It's been 10 years since it last happened, but Neil Young and Crazy Horse are heading out on tour. It'll start in San Diego. Twin shows April 24th and 25th. There'll be stops in more than a dozen cities after that, including Dallas, Phoenix, Atlanta, and New York City, before closing out in Chicago on May 23rd. The tour will be followed by a new album release. It's mainly re-recorded songs from Neil Young and Crazy Horse hits past. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.